Okay, here's a challenge. If you think you're green, come out and plant a tree. This'll do you good.
A volunteer beautification project, a year in the making, goes in this weekend. And Klukwan takes emergency medicine into their own hands. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Emergency health care in Klukwan just got even better. Four village residents just completed the week-long course to become registered emergency trauma technicians. The certification, also called ETT, is often used in rural parts of the state to control emergency situations until other help can arrive. And this kind of training hasn't been in Klukwan in quite some time.
About 20 years ago, I took an EMT course.
Just ask Kimberly Strong, president of Chilkat Indian Village. She's one of the four newly certified ETTs residing in Klukwan.
Because sometimes it takes the ambulance to half an hour to get out here. And, you know, everybody's so close with one another out here. Everybody knows each other, and it would be just a shame to be standing by while somebody ended up dying because none of us had any training to save their life. And so I think that's kind of why all of us took the ETT course.
Currently, the village located 22 miles from Haines has a small health clinic operated at minimal hours by SEARCH, or Southeast Regional Health Consortium. Doctors from town make biweekly visits, and in emergencies, the Kalahini Valley Fire Department at Mosquito Lake or Haines Volunteer Fire Department are typically the trained volunteers called in to assist.
We're really lacking in staff. We have doctors that come out from Haines to Klukwan twice a week, and so it, you know, could be hit or miss on having somebody here in the community at the time there's an emergency. So having some emergency folks available will be helpful.
The Haines department operates ambulances and has a crew of volunteer first responders throughout the Chilkat Valley. They're trained to offer medical assistance and transport to the Haines SEARCH clinic in emergencies. But SEARCH has recently acknowledged the importance of having more of a presence in Klukwan.
We started out with SEARCH administration coming to Klukwan.
The idea to train first responders in Klukwan came from Don Hotch, Jr. He says it's a first step in forming a complete fire department in the village.
This is a very cool thing. It's pretty exciting to have, and likely just the first step. I'd like to be a little more ongoing. As far as the crew goes, I'd really like to have a little more participation, looking for a little bit more of a, like an integrated into the community type of thing. The more training, the better for the community in general. It's going to be for the support for the valley. It's going to be in the village. It's going to be, you know, it's just a good thing for the community overall.
Hotch completed the ETT training along with Tom Stevens, Joanne Elsie Spud, and Kimberly Strong. There are also six residents who just completed CPR training.
It just gives us an opportunity to be prepared in an emergency. And we are just ETTs, we're not EMTs, and we're limited in scope of what we can do, but we can, you know, perform CPR. We can make sure the ABCs are done, airway breathing and circulation.
Julie Anderson, paramedic and registered nurse in Haines, taught the Klukwan classes. She says the trained volunteers will help the Haines department because there will now be first responders in place to help stabilize a patient around a half hour before the ambulance can get there. She added first responders historically save lives in situations like near drownings, severe bleeding, choking, and more. The group is already equipped with items like stethoscopes, oxygen, a jump kit, and an automatic external defibrillator located at the ANS hall. Much of it is still around from past efforts to build a first responder crew in Klukwan. The new Klukwan ETT crew is Don Hotch, Jr., Tom Stevens, Joanne Elsie Spud, and Kimberly Strong.
Because there's a need, and we want to contribute to the community and be able to help our neighbors.
Northern Lynn Canal track and field athletes are on their way to the biggest meet of the year right now. And in the world of high school sports, it's one of the few where Panthers and Glacier Bears compete side by side. And this year, win athlete of the meet side by side.
You know, one of the goals we set for Caitlin Serdick was to she wanted to win the athlete of the meet. And so she set that goal and accomplished that goal.
Nathan Piper came out and won four events at regionals, and so he ended up getting athlete of the meet while he was there.
The coaches are talking about two athletes, Serdick from Skagway and Piper from Haines, who were the top boy and girl scorers at the regional meet in Juneau last weekend. The season is one of the shortest of the year, with the team's first meet just a few weeks ago, followed by a meet in Haines and regionals just last week. Kent Fielding coaches the Panthers in Skagway. Two of the team members this year were returning girls, two were new girls, and seven made up the boys' team.
And all the boys were first-year track.
Skagway is typically one of the smallest teams at regionals, the qualifying meet for state. They're a 2A school up against some big 3A schools, but Fielding says that doesn't stop them from reaching their goals.
Well, their goals, of course, to qualify as many people at state to win some events.
Skagway qualified two athletes for state, a meet that invites the top runners, jumpers, and throwers from 1, 2, and 3A schools across the state to Fairbanks this Friday and Saturday.
The goals for Caitlin is to win some medals, to get her on the podium. You know, I think she has some decent shots.
Serdik qualified for three events. She won regionals in cross country last fall. Rory Lieberton is going to state for triple jump.
It turned out that Southeast had such strong jumpers that her fourth place in regions is actually the seventh best jump in state. So she qualified for the triple jump. So it gives her, you know, as far as she likes to say, 11 straight sports seasons going to state.
Jeremy Strong is head coach of the Haines track team this year. He was an assistant coach last year alongside Greg Schlachter as head coach and a group of throwing coaches. The team had about 40 kids come out for track and field this year. 32 went to regionals last weekend, where the boys took first and the girls took second overall behind Petersburg.
The kids worked really hard all year long, the entire track season. As short as it is, you know, it starts to feel really long after a while. And they fought through and they did really well. And when it came to the regional meet, a lot of them ended up getting personal records on just about every single race. And so you can't really ask for much better end to a season, except now we're taking them all to state, which makes it even better.
Most of the teams traveling up to Fairbanks for the state meet, all of Haines' relay teams are going to state. Glacier Bears boys sprinters took top placements, and throwers continued to dominate among Southeast schools.
In the field events, for the girls' discus, for instance, we took first, second, third. Just first, second, third in regionals. And for the girls' shot put, we took second and third. And for the boys' discus, we took first and, I want to say, second. And then the shot put, we took first and second.
At the state meet, watch Caitlin Serdik and Blake Hamilton in distance. Nathan Piper, who has the second best time in state in the 100-meter dash and possibly the furthest long jump. Freshman Serena Badgley has the second best triple jump in the state. Also to watch, Devin Broughton in hurdles, any of the relay teams, Chris Olson in triple jump, he just beat the first place guy by a foot. Any of the throwers and half-miler girls also have a good chance at state. Skagway and Haines compete against Petersburg, Gustavus, Yakutat, and Sitka this weekend. The local teams will be back in Glacier Bear and Panther territory early next week. The Community Matters Forum meets Thursday night in Haines to discuss community gardening. Members of the public are invited to take part in the meeting. It's the seventh in a series of gatherings sponsored by the Chilkoot Indian Association and the Haines Library's Chilkat Valley Fingerprints Program. The community garden discussion is Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Haines Library. Haines Dirt is about to be home to a whole bunch of orphaned apple trees. A group of volunteers is working to plant the fruit trees all over Haines, including along Main Street.
But I got other folks in town that claim to be green, and I think, here's a challenge. If you think you're green, come out and plant a tree. This'll do you good.
Joe Poor is leading the volunteer project, which is placing 25 trees throughout the borough. But his involvement began way back last summer in the aisles of Juno's Costco.
Yeah, basically what it was is my brother, we'd gone to Juno, and my brother had told me, he said, hey, at Costco has got some heavily discounted apple trees over there because they've already blossomed. And so my wife and I went over to look, and they had already blossomed, but they were in the warehouse and they hadn't been watered. So I woke up about 3 o'clock the next morning thinking, I wonder. So I went in to see a friend of mine, Dennis, who was one of the assistant managers at Costco. I said, Dennis, what are you going to do with those trees? He said, well, you probably didn't notice. He says, but last night we pulled them off. We're going to destroy them. And I said, how about making a donation to the community of Haines? And so he called somebody and he says, they're yours.
Costco helped the couple load 117 trees onto the trailer, and they made the journey up the canal thanks to a shipping donation from Alaska Marine Lines.
These are about 4 to 5 feet tall. They were probably They came in and are all cold hardy, and so we weren't sure what's going to happen. And I called the borough first, but the second person I called was Turner Construction. I said, "Don, you got that stuff behind the topsoil? Can you help us?" And he said, "Absolutely." So when we got up there, it was all flattened for us. And then J.B. Axum and I went over and dug trenches, and we got the magic foo-foo dust from Gene over at the White Rock Nursery, which is, it's actually like a vitamin B. It's not a fertilizer. So we soaked all the trees, and we put them, then we planted them up there in the topsoil pile, and then we spent the summer watering them and not knowing how they were going to come out. And it was amazing. By the end of the summer, I had like 18 little apples on them that we plucked because it was puts the stress on the tree.
Now, almost a year later, they're moving into their permanent homes. Volunteer backhoe operators have already dug the holes for the trees at various locations that are okayed by Department of Transportation and the borough. All the project needs now are volunteers to help plant on Saturday.
So all we have to do then is to have people come out, and if they're willing to participate, they can sign the tag on the tree, put their name on it, kind of take possession, so to speak.
Anyone interested in volunteering to plant apple trees in Haines on Saturday should call 766-3416 ahead of time to find out where to go. Tools like wheelbarrows and shovels might also still be needed. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.